boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I swear I am not going through a midlife or a quarter life crisis, although it will sound like I am.
This is a first.
In the middle of watching the Video Music Awards last night, just decided, what the heck, I'll cut my bangs.
Why are those two things related?
I don't know.
Sabrina Carpenter got to.
Yes, she did. Yeah. How did you know? And Camila Cabello. Because Camila Cabello also has bangs. And honestly, watching Camila Cabello perform, she made me almost want to dye my hair back to my original color, which is brunette.
Really?
Yeah, I'm half tempted to call my hairstylist this weekend and be like, we're going back, baby. It's taken everything mean to not call her.
You really got influenced.
I really did last night. I don't know. So I cut my bangs. I was watching the VMAs, and then I got up and I just started. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I will admit, I have been thinking about it for a while, but I was like, you know what? This is the night. So I cut my bangs. While watching the VMAs. Mm-hmm. Neighbor man's in the other room playing VR. So he literally can't see nothing. He has no idea this is happening. At some point, he ends up getting up and he's on the couch. And so I come out into the living room. And I think he notices, but he doesn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the bedroom and he still doesn't say anything. So finally, I'm like, you notice anything new? And he's like, well, I noticed you cut your bangs, but I figured you're going through a midlife crisis, so I thought maybe I wouldn't say anything.
Oh.
I mean, I appreciate that, but mm-hmm. then I was like, oh, I just figured you thought I was ugly, so you weren't going to say anything.
See, there's no winning when it comes to asking a woman about her bangs.
See, you're right.
It's best that you
run away.
Yeah, there's no good answer. You can't say you like them. You can't say you hate them. You can't ignore it.
You just need to run away.
You just shouldn't look, I think, is the answer.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You got to be careful these days when you're out in public, because if you do something nasty or embarrassing, somebody else is probably going to catch you and you're going to be a story time on TikTok. And that's what's been going around. This girl is on vacation and experienced something I have never heard of before.
Sitting at the pool, watching the kids live their best life, and I can hear this clicking. I know what sound that is. Please do not let it be true, right near where I'm sitting. Some dirty pig is cutting their toenails about 15 feet away from me. A grown man is cutting his toenails by the pool. And the worst thing is that when he finished, he just scooped them all off the towel onto the floor. Please tell me I'm not the only one totally disgusted by this.
I can't disagree with her that mm-hmm. wouldn't disturb me. So he is clipping his toenails at the pool where everybody's at. And then she said that he just shook his towel out onto the like pool deck probably and left it there. What do you think about this?
I don't know. I mean, it is a little gross. I'm like, the wind will blow it away, though.
Something about,
I guess time and place is everything. It makes me think about, I have seen it at the workplace.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Which is fine if you have like a little, if it's a little click, like a quick one, whatever, put it in your trash bin, whatever. But I have seen it where they are not doing it in the trash bin. They're just leaning back in their chair, clippity clapping,
flying everywhere.
They're flying everywhere. And I'm like, you're going to poke someone in the eye.
I'm with you.
It's like, it's disgusting.
If you got to clip a little hangnail or whatever,
yeah.
Something's bad, you can
fine.
Take care of it. But something about
trash.
Clipping your fingernails or toenails, especially out in public, I'm like, can't you do that at home or mm-hmm. in your car or in your hotel room in the privacy?
That's true.
On your own? I don't know. She didn't show him in the video, luckily. But I would have a hard time being like, can you not? Gross.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I want to talk about butts, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I had a realization last night that I am maybe a little picky about butts. Let me explain.
Please do.
We were making grilled cheese for dinner. And
it's not where I thought you were going with this.
We were making grilled cheese for dinner and got to the end of the bread to what I call the butt.
Mm.
And many others call the butt. And I was like, I'm not going to use this. It was like sourdough bread. So yeah, it was a little like hard, crusty. And I was like, I don't want to use the butt for my sandwich. Sorry. And my boyfriend was like, why do you care? Like, you're going to throw that away? That's a pretty big chunk of bread that is going to waste. And I was like, I'm not using that because I just don't. It's anything that has a butt on it. Bread, pickles, bananas. I'm going to cut it off and I'm going to toss it as little amount as possible, but I can't do it. I don't think it's meant to be eaten.
Really?
Yes.
I guess there are sometimes I'll do the butt, but most I'm like 50-50.
Okay.
I mean, I'll do the butt of the bread if it's like cinnamon sugar. If I'm doing like
why?
If it was just like toast and butter, not for me. If it was like the butt and butter, not for me. But if it was like cinnamon sugar in the butt, I'll do it. But otherwise, no. And then like if it was like a cucumber butt, I'll do that. If it was a pickle,
really?
If it's a pickle butt, I'll do that.
Even when the pickle has a tail on it?
That I will not.
Okay.
I will not do a pickle tail. Nah, that's not for me. That's so weird. I'll do a banana butt. I love me a banana butt.
I don't think it even tastes
so
right.
I'm picky about the butt.
So am I.
But you will do no butt. I'm 50-50 about the butt. It depends on how the badonkadonk looks, I guess.
I feel like, is this something that needs to be included on your dating profile?
What? No butts, and I'm like, it depends on how the badonkadonk looks.
Picky about the butts.
And I'm like, it depends. Have you been to the gym?
Oh, God.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Feeling really impressed, honestly.
Why is that?
Because we've got some buildings, some neighbors around us, and our neighbors have a long driveway, and I am just shook at how confidently and how quickly they back in to this driveway.
I guess I've never noticed.
It's quite, I don't want to say violent.
Would you say race car?
Yes, it's aggressive.
Really?
It's competitive. I'm like, I can't go 2 miles an hour and drive my car backwards because I'm scared. How did you guys get to this point where you're so confident?
And they got a lot of cars over there. So how are they not, if it's the one I'm thinking of, how are they not hitting other cars?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think they're also part race car drivers? Maybe they race. There are some, you know, you got Hawkeye Downs. Do you think maybe they also part race?
Maybe. Is there backwards racing? If so,
I don't know.
I think I could point out some guys. It's our neighbors. They should be the first contestants.
We should go there when
I
they
would
do some
backwards
racing and see if maybe there is backwards racing.
If it doesn't exist,
there should be now.
We're trademarking it. Don't steal our idea. It's going to be huge.
Call us Hawkeye Downs.
First ever backwards race.
Would you do it?
Would I drive?
No, you can't even backwards park, let alone backwards race.
It would be the shortest race ever if I did it. What is the weirdest thing that you have a group chat for? You can call us and tell us at 319-200-1029. If you remember, about a week ago, I would say, I was talking about how my mom, one of my sisters, and my little brother have a separate group chat from the rest of the family for Doritos. They are all like obsessed, and they send pictures to each other of really seasoned Dorito chips.
Mm.
Odd, but it makes them happy. And then today, was it your dad?
My dad
was like, here's a photo for the group chat that Taylor was talking about.
I think my dad needs to be part of that group chat.
I'm like, I'm not in it because I haven't I guess I haven't infiltrated. I don't eat Doritos like that. But he sent a picture of a very seasoned chip. I was like, you gotta forward that to me so I can send it to them to put in their special group chat that they apparently love so very much. I'm kind of sad that I'm not in. I don't know what the name of it is. I'm sure it's
Dorito Lovers or something
ridiculous. But we want to know what that group chat is for you. Maybe it's because you're obsessed with something. You like to send pictures of things, or it's just because you want to talk separately from everyone else. We want to know, what is the weirdest thing that you have a group chat for? We want to know what the weirdest thing that you have a group chat specifically made for. You can call us at 319-200-1029. Crystal, what about you?
I have one called Pianos? I work at an art and music academy, and people regularly ask me to donate things. And so I have like one that says pianos. I have one with a question mark. I have one that says crafts, maybe art, definitely. Like just random and good.
It's like that work stuff that if anybody else saw it, they'd be like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What does any of this mean?
I have several. I was just scrolling through my phone just to see what all I have. I've got one about Buc-ee's, which some of you might not know what that is, but it's a gas station which has over 100 pumps, mostly down south in like the Texas area, but I know they're branching out. But when I went to go visit my parents in Texas, I got to go see what Buc-ee's was, and I became obsessed. So I have a group chat with my dad and my stepmom. It's called Buc-ee's, and we just talk about Buc-ee's, the gas station. That's all we do.
Like new products or
yeah.
What? Okay.
Or if I find a meme, because I'm in a Buc-ee's group on Facebook. So if I see something, I'll send it to them. Or they'll tell me if they saw something great at Buc-ee's. So we have a Buc-ee's group chat. I got a Pickles Lover group chat on.
Who's in that?
People who love pickles.
I do. Don't put me in it.
Sure. Anytime we find a new product about pickles, we are in that one. And then I'm also in a group chat where it was funny because when the people were talking about how they wanted to run for president, you know, there was all these people who wanted to run for president at first. The political text messages I was getting was insane at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Eric, and there was one other coworker, Kylie. We were getting one person in particular who would not stop texting us, and they were inviting us to their rally all the time. And so we started a group chat that every time they texted us, we would say, "Hey, did you get invited?" So I have a group chat that says vote for this political candidate. We're not actually going to vote for them because I don't even know if they're even running anymore. But we have a group chat for that too.
And nobody ever ended up going, huh?
I don't think so. But they were the same candidate that also offered free pizza. And I don't think any of us ever went.
You guys.
To get free pizza.
Things would be different if I was in that group chat.
Because you would have went to get free pizza.
Yeah. I feel like the amount of group chats that you have in your messages says a lot about you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the subject matter in those group chats? We've been asking, what's the weirdest thing you have a group chat for? You can still call us at 319-200-1029. Emma, what about you?
Well, me and my two sisters, we love anime, and we have a group chat where we send pictures of an anime character, Gojo, back and forth to each other.
I can't believe that's not you with Post Malone.
I don't have anyone to do that to.
That's probably for the best, honestly.
I got to find someone to force it to.
I think you're the only one.
I know.
Michaela, what's the weirdest thing you have a group chat for?
Oh, me and my friends like to play this game called Photo Tag.
What's that?
So it's like throughout the day, you try and take a picture of them and send it to the group chat. And if they send a picture of you, then you're it.
Oh, so is that also the name of the group chat is Photo Tag?
Yep.
That's actually...
That's fun.
I'd like to try.
I'm like me, you, and one other person. Let's play photo tag here at work. That would be a fun thing at work.
At work, it would be fun. And also, if you did like a night out at the bars.
Oh my God, yes.
Imagine. Oh, so fun. Meredith, what's the weirdest thing that you have a group chat for?
I'm in a group chat where we all have the same food allergy and we just text each other pictures of nutrition labels.
Is there a name for this group chat?
We all have a gluten allergy, so it's just called gluten.
Simple. To the point.
I like that one.
I like an easy name.
I just remembered we have another one here. I can't remember if you're in this group chat, and if you're not, I do apologize if you're not.
Rude.
I may have discluded you from this one. But there was an email that was sent out about a year ago, actually, last summer. Producer Ben is in charge of the vehicles here.
Yep.
He keeps all of our station vehicles clean. He gasses them up. He takes them to the car washes, and then he has to clean them every once in a while.
Yeah.
And last summer, somebody trashed them up. Mm-hmm. And they, so I don't know who it was, honestly, but they made the vehicles look gross inside. I don't know. They left their trash inside. And so he sent an email, as he should. Okay. And he sent it to this couple people in the company and was like, hey, do better. And yep.
Knock it off.
And he also said that basically in the email that there was like a cord that was bent. And he said, regardless, it's bent.
Very sassy.
And I don't know. It was sassy. It was a sassy email. And I loved it. We all praised him for doing it because we're like, you know what? That was kind of good. Good
Pop
for
off.
You. Pop off. And now we have a group chat called Regardless. It's Ben.
What, do you just send emails from Ben in it?
I don't know what it is, actually.
Have you ever opened it?
I should look at what
you
it
should.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've been loving this Reddit thread that has gone viral because it's a lot of guys on there and they're answering the question, what are some things about women that you don't fully understand?
Mm.
Which I'm sure is a lot because I don't think we understand us.
Don't be fooled. We don't.
So I picked out a couple of my favorite questions or things that guys don't understand about women. And I wanted to see if you could answer them, Destiny.
Oh, God. I'm the worst candidate to do. But this.
Number
but, oh,
one.
Oh, she's going anyways. Okay.
How can they drop so much hair in my house but not be bald?
That's a good question. I don't know. It grows fast.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong because I don't know either. Number two.
Have you seen how fast my leg hair grows? Point right. blank period.
Yes. Number two, the phrase, he should just know. My mom always said that about my father and it really ticked me off. Why do women think men can read their minds?
Because you should. I mean, come on. Okay. Okay. Here's the thing is if you were to just watch movies, like if you were to just watch rom-coms, you would figure us out.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
At least me. I honestly, if you were to watch a rom-com, you'd figure me out. You would know what I want in life.
All right.
And you would know what I want when I'm sad or I'm happy or when I'm cranky.
Okay. Okay. Number three.
I don't want to speak for everyone, but you know what I would want.
Number three is, why do you ask your partner to pick a restaurant / food / travel destination?
I got this.
And then shoot his idea down. If you don't want certain things, why can't you make the decision yourself? To us guys, this is very frustrating.
I got this. I don't want to speak for everyone. But personally, I want you to feel like you have an opinion, okay?
Oh.
So I want you to feel like you are valued and you are important in this discussion. Mm. So I want you to be able to say, I don't know, Chick-fil-A, but that's not what I'm feeling. So you're going to say that, and then you're going to feel like you're important and you're a part of this discussion.
Mm,
but in all reality, that's a horrible idea. We're going to go to Olive Garden.
Okay.
But it makes you feel important.
I'm like, is everybody following this? okay, number four. I only have two left. Number four, why can't they tell us what's wrong without having to be asked multiple times?
Because the more you ask, the more I feel valued.
Oh, that was a load of crap. I could just
no,
tell.
I do. The more you ask, the more I will open up. It's true. The more you ask, the more I will open up, and the more I feel valued, and the more I feel like you care about me.
Okay.
And you okay. just if, the more you ask, I feel like the more you love me.
Got
if
it.
You ask me 100 times, I feel like you love me 100 times.
Okay.
Last question.
Toxic.
From, but it's true.
The guys who are asking things who don't understand about women, it is my wife will envision the worst possible outcome to a situation that has not even happened yet. Then when I don't agree that is going to happen 100%, I'm told I don't back her up and support her. And then when the worst thing doesn't happen, I'm told, well, it could have. Honestly, what the heck is up with that?
It's the worm situation. What if I were to become a worm?
Yeah.
That's the worm situation I'm assuming he's asking about.
Well, no, like, we can't go on this vacation because what if the plane crashes? That type of thing. Worst case scenario. Which you do.
I
do know that.
Well, I want you to back me up because worse will happen. And I want you to be prepared at all points in time. And here's the thing. If you're not prepared,
neither am I.
I'm not going to be prepared. I need you to be prepared. I will never be prepared. So I need you to be prepared at all points in time of life. Because here's the thing. When it does happen, which it will at some point in time, you weren't prepared.
But neither were you.
That's not my job. Oh. That's your job to be prepared. That's not my job. I'm supposed to be. My job is to get you prepared. My job is not ever to be prepared.
Well, I think that's all the time we have today. And you probably don't understand women any more than you did.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm a little nervous that the person who's claiming to be my sister and texting me today is not my sister.
It just doesn't sound like her.
No. I got a text message today. She said, for some reason, I've been telling her husband we should go and adopt a dog tomorrow. Sounds innocent, right?
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is. However, what you need to know is that my sister, she's never really been like a big fan of dogs growing up. Like she got along with them, but was never like a big fan of them. She's always been more of a cat person.
Okay.
I remember we had a dog growing up named Charlie, and Charlie knew. I think it was funny. You could tell that Charlie knew my sister didn't really like him, because we would sit on the couch, and Charlie was a lap dog.
Yeah.
And Charlie knew that she didn't really like that, and so he would only put like two paws on her. He would never sit on her lap. He'd just put two paws on her thigh. That's all he was allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, huh, that's weird. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Mm-hmm.
You're now a dog person. Weird. It's just funny how you grow up and you just become the opposite person of who you said you would never be. It's just the funniest thing, isn't it?
It is. And I'll say I did the exact opposite, that I always had dogs growing up.
Yeah.
And now I have two cats, which I never, not that I didn't like cats.
You just never thought you'd be a cat person?
I was like your sister. I didn't gravitate towards them.
Yeah.
I was never like, oh my gosh, I need to hold that kitty. I was almost a little scared of them because my grandma had a cat that would hiss at people. And I don't know what changed when you get older that you flip sides.
I remember when you got your cats because I remember it was almost like it was a complete switch in one day, like in a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
That I was like, whoa, she's a cat person all of a sudden. And I was like, this is so not like Taylor. And it was kind of cool to see the transition.
I don't know why.
And then you have become fully obsessed.
Yeah. Not that I would totally take a dog once I can handle it. But I'm just like your sister, where I'm sure if you gave her a cat, she probably would take the cat.
Yeah.
But she's more open to the dog, and hopefully that dog doesn't just have to put two paws on her.
It's just so weird that, like, as you get older, things like that change. Like one day,
mm-hmm.
like that, you'll change who you are as a person.
Yeah. And look, I think you. I just care less about everything.
You're like, I'll take the fur now, all over my shirt and everything.
Yep. Cat scratches.
I'm just so excited that my sister is looking to adopt a dog because that is so not like my sister that I knew in high school, who was not a dog person.
She's transforming. She's growing up.
I know. I mean, that was several years ago. And you a couple years ago, you were more of a dog person. And now you're a crazy cat lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah, really, I would have never seen that
coming.
But here I am.
And it's funny because, like, the tables have turned definitely for me in less than a year. I was in physical therapy for my knee around this time of just this time last year.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're in physical therapy, they like obviously are like working on your knee, but you have to like do things like exercises and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember giving that physical therapist like so much crap. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing lunges. Mm-hmm. No, I don't exercise. That's dumb. I don't like doing that. I'm not that type of person. And I just gave him so much stuff because so much crap because I don't like exercise. And that's like, that was not who I was like a year ago. Fast forward now, I love going to the gym,
mm-hmm.
which is so crazy because when I tell people that all the time, they're like, You go to the gym? Really? Like they just don't believe it, which is like so crazy.
Yeah, does your physical therapist know?
I don't think
I know
he
was catching you lying. So you'd say it literally on the radio.
I know.
Walk away and you'd go from number two to number seven.
I know. I'd be like doing lunges or whatever and I'd be like, he'd turn his back and I'd be like, 1, 2, 20. And like, I don't think he knows, but I think he'd fall over. I think he'd pass out if he knew I went to the gym. He would not believe it. I don't even think my gym teacher, who I got a D in every year from freshman to senior year, would believe I go to the gym. They'd be like, no, you don't. And no, you don't.
You should send them cards with photos of you at the gym.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
What do you call like a work pet? Like, is it a teacher's pet still? No, I'm serious.
I don't think I can say it on the radio. Oh.
Cause that's what I'm calling myself this week, whatever it is. Cause I'm kind of being a teacher's pet, a work pet, whatever. I've been doing somehow a theme of work trivia questions and they're not boring.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
Go on.
They're fun. I promise. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tonight's trivia question. 55% of people would give this up if it meant landing their dream job. What is it?
Wow. I'm trying to think of what I would give up.
I know, for your dream job. Mm-hmm. My dream job was always to be like Oprah or Ellen DeGeneres. I want to be the new talk show host.
Anyways, you can text in your guests 319-200-1029.
You want me to give away free cars like they do?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be nice. I wish.
Real nice.
55% of people would give this up if it meant landing their dream job. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Do we not have to?
That's what I'm saying. They're saying you don't got to go to work. I kind of feel like I'm at work right now.
You're right. We are. And you do have to, unfortunately. Unless you had PTO, but... Taylor, you still have to go to work tomorrow. I just want to let you know.
Okay, great. Thanks for the reminder.
The question tonight, 55% of people would give this up if it meant landing their dream job. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 70-12 said they're home, like they'd be willing to move. Like a dream job.
How far are we talking? I'll move to Iowa City. That's about as far.
For your dream job?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I did say I want to be like the new...
A barista?
No, I said I want to be the new Oprah or Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to go somewhere big.
I'd have to go to LA for that.
Probably.
I don't know if I want to.
Oh my God. Then maybe it's not your dream
job.
Is
Neighborman coming with me?
Now we're getting into the logistics. I can't.
Does my teddy bear come with me too?
Sure.
Okay. 7140 said my significant... Oh my God, my significant other...
Dang.
Would you?
Ouch. Now? I don't think so.
You want to cut professional lawns. Like, you want to cut lawns
for... Yeah, I want to mow some lawns.
For, like, the baseball teams and football teams. Would you give up your boyfriend for that?
No. Who was going to cheer me on? He supports me and my crappy mowing jobs.
I'd be there for you. Am I not as good enough as your boyfriend?
I'll give you up. Easy. Michael said, give up social media.
I'll give up one app. Snapchat. I'll do that
that's
one.
That's easy.
Yeah. But I can't give up TikTok. I like it too much.
I would secretly download it again under an alias.
Yeah, there you go.
So that they couldn't find me.
100%.
I have to. I'm sorry. I have to.
They would never know. 55% of people would give this up if it meant landing their dream job. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
My real question is, if 7140 said, my significant other, you're willing to give up your significant other for your dream job. Taylor said no. What about your best friend? Like, would you give up me for your dream job?
Yeah, see ya.
Oh my God, Taylor!
Yeah. Never.
You were smiling.
I'm not saying this against my will. Don't
you
worry about
me. You were smiling.
I'm okay. Nobody worry about me. I'm not being forced to say this.
The question tonight, 55% of people would give this up if it meant landing their dream job. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
55% of people would give up coffee if it meant landing their dream job. Oh, God, that's a no for Taylor. I can already tell
based on the
look she just gave.
Could I do it? Probably. But would I keep my dream job after I don't have coffee?
No. Why?
Because I would be a witch.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.